Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Driven from place to place through history, the Jewish people would find these words no idle threat. Quote, "They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more." Psalm 83, verse 4. The psalm may be divided into four. Part 1, verses 1 to 4, presents the enemy's crime. The recounting of Israel's expulsions and exiles would fill a book, and the writer gets to the point. Quote, "Do not keep silent, O God, for behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones." Verses 1 to 3. Asaph is convinced that this hatred is aimed at God. His people are collateral damage. Behind the Jews' persecution is the arch fiend who longs to prove God a liar for not keeping his covenant promises. This will fail. Part 2, verses 5 to 8, describes the enemy's conspiracy. Quote, "For they have consulted together with one consent. They formed a confederacy against you." Verse 5. Many of the cohorts are listed. Quote, "Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria, have helped the children of Lot," verses 6 to 8. But the list could go on. Part 3, verses 9 to 15, calls for the enemy's collapse. Asaph wants them to encounter God as a whirlwind, verse 13, as a forest fire, verse 14, as a hurricane, verse 15. Now, part 4, verses 16 to 18, requests the Lord to give the enemy's choice. Either they can, quote, "be confounded and dismayed forever," verse 17, or, quote, "they may seek your name, O Lord," verse 16. What a happy surprise! If so, they will, quote, "know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth," verse 18. And this erstwhile Gentile delights in that choice.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.